This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. 60% of Americans approve of the way President Biden is doing his job. 70% support the way he's handling the coronavirus pandemic. Those are the results of a new poll from the AP and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Slightly more than half of Americans approve of his approach to the economy. 63% say the economy is in poor shape. And we're just getting word that the economy added a strong 379,000 jobs in February as hiring rebounded. That's a hopeful sign for the economy. In the next week or so, President Biden's COVID-19 relief bill should land on his desk after moving through Congress. The Senate is wrestling with it now, though it is expected to pass. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Republicans argue the bill's too big, with too much money for non-virus-related provisions.
The table of contents for this act is as follows.
And before letting the debate start, they demanded Senate clerks read the entire bill aloud.
Section 9819.
It's more than 600 pages long.
The AP's Sagar Magani. Pope Francis is in Baghdad for a four-day visit. He arrived in the heavily fortified Green Zone this morning, the seat of Iraq's government, to meet with officials there. Health experts are worried this visit could accelerate the country's already worsening coronavirus outbreak. Francis has been vaccinated, and he was wearing a mask this morning. He shook hands with several Iraqi officials. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says the mask mandate there will stay in place through April 9th.
Even when we lift the mask order, I will continue to wear my mask while I'm around others and strongly urge my fellow citizens to use common sense and do the same thing.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey. This is AP News. The Trump name may appear before voters next year, but not the name Donald Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn's got this.
The former president's daughter-in-law and campaign advisor Lara Trump is eyeing the North Carolina Senate seat being vacated by Republican Richard Burr, according to insiders. The 38-year-old former television producer said to be getting encouragement from South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, a Trump ally who's warned the party against abandoning the former president. If Lara Trump does run, it would set up a test of Donald Trump's popularity and whether it can translate to others. Republicans say they aren't certain if Lara Trump will run, but if she does, they are certain she would win. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Wall Street's getting ready to open. Yesterday, the Dow lost 345 points. The S&P fell 51. The Nasdaq was down 274. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.